Once commission members are appointed, what will they examine, and when will they report back? NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports the idea of a new investigation has upset some in the intelligence world.
The new commission will become the seventh panel looking into pre-war intelligence. An internal CIA team, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, and an Army group are among those already wrestling with the issue. But Patrick Lang, a former chief of Middle East Affairs at the Defense Intelligence Agency, says he believes there is room for one more.
All of these other probes have some sort of proprietary within the government kind of atmosphere about them. And in order for us to reach a position in which people really believe the outcome of the investigation, you have to have a probe established that has members on the board who are people of unimpeachable and bipartisan reputation. And you can't have a game of inside baseball in one of the parts of the executive branch or even in the Congress meet that requirement.
The White House is at pains to stress that this commission will have a broad mandate, including not just Iraq, but intelligence on other security threats like Iran and North Korea. The goal, President Bush said yesterday, is to figure out what can be done better to fight the war on terror. That doesn't sound like a controversial plan, but in fact, the commission's proposed mission is already angering some intelligence experts.
The entire premise of this panel is false, because it's saying there was an intelligence failure.
That's Larry Johnson, a former CIA analyst and a former deputy director of counterterrorism at the State Department.
It implies that the intelligence community was giving bad information to the administration, and the poor, naive Bush administration was misled down the garden path by these nasty analysts who just couldn't figure out the facts. The reality is, on most of the factual issues, the intelligence community had it right.
Many intelligence experts say there's no point in launching yet another probe unless it examines both whether the intelligence was flawed, and whether politicians spun intelligence to support a case for war. So far, it isn't clear exactly what the commission will focus on, but it is clear that the latter question, how much spin the Bush administration may have exerted over available intelligence, isn't exactly appealing ground to cover during an election year. The president dodged the question yesterday when a reporter asked whether he believed the country deserved an explanation about intelligence failures before the November election. White House spokesman Scott McClellan also refused to give a deadline, but he insisted the commission must be given time to do a thorough job.
In terms of the timeline, I would just stress that it is important that the commission's work is done in a way where it doesn't become embroiled in partisan politics. We want the commission to be able to take a broad look at our intelligence capabilities, particularly relating to the dangerous new threat we face from weapons of mass destruction and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
A broad, thorough inquiry is well and good, say many intelligence analysts, but not if it means waiting a year to get the results. David Albright, a former nuclear inspector in Iraq, says to do any good, that information is needed now.
The risk that the commission just goes off and meets in secret and reports in a year, year and a half, is that the problems in the intelligence community and how intelligence is used are facing us just even today in Iran and North Korea and Pakistan. And we need to know what are the problems and how to fix them quickly.
Albright concedes that it may take a year for the commission to complete its work. But, he says, it could issue preliminary reports sooner, perhaps quarterly. After all, America's enemies aren't waiting until after November 2nd to get on with their work. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.